New York Senator Chuck Schumer and a group of representatives are pushing a bill that would lower the federal tax on hard apple cider. New York is the second largest apple grower in the nation, and the idea behind the bill is to give another source of income for small business growers. The Innovation Trail's Ashley Hertzel visited a specialty apple orchard in western New York and has the story.
Lynn Oaken Farms in Medina is home to an apple orchard and winery. On a bright and sunny day, Wendy Oaks Wilson takes me on a wagon ride to explore the orchard. She points to signs that tell people which apples are ready for picking on their U-pick block.
You can see our color coordination here. So the green ones mean go ahead and pick. If it's yellow, you're on your own. Red wouldn't do it.
We arrive at the middle of the orchard to meet up with Wendy's brother and Lynn Oaken Farms general manager, Daryl Oaks. He explains that there are roughly 300 varieties of apples in their self-harvest section.
I think our oldest one here is an apple called Decio. It's from AD 450 at the tail end of the Roman Empire in Italy. We also have one called White Winter Pearmain, and that's from the 1200s in England. Two rows over is an apple called Esopus Spitzenberg, and that's known in the literature as Thomas Jefferson's favorite apple.
Oakes says growing so many different apples helps Lynn Oaken identify potential varieties for crushing into hard cider.
If you think back in the 1800s, the majority of the apples that were utilized on a homestead were utilized to make hard cider. Quite often, trees were planted as seedlings, and so whatever came up was what you got, and oftentimes you got fairly astringent small apples like this one here called Yates. But they made great hard cider because they had some tannic structure and they were easy to ferment.
Currently, lawmakers are considering a bill that would update regulations for hard cider businesses across the country. Republican Congressman Chris Collins is sponsoring the legislation called the Cider Industry Deserves Equal Regulation Act, or the Cider Act. He says proposed changes to the tax code would result in additional demand for local produce and relief for craft operators.
Apples ferment at different alcohol contents. In doing an analysis, it seems that 8.5% alcohol content is a more reasonable reflection of hard cider. So the bill would increase the limit from 7% to 8.5%, allowing hard cider to be taxed more in line with beer. The other two issues are carbonation. In some cases, adding carbonation improves the taste. But today, if you do that, it's taxed and treated as champagne.
And the proposal would also allow cider makers to use pears in production, which is currently prohibited. Back at Lynn Oaken Farms, Daryl Oaks says the Cider Act would make the playing field more fair for its producers.
One of the things that we're looking for in terms of the changes in cider legislation is to kind of bring back the ability for producers to create ciders in various forms and ways from some of these older apples, but also from some of our more modern varieties.
Chris Collins expects lawmakers to approve the Cider Act by the end of this legislative session. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for WRVO News.